The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. The Marie Keating Foundation are warning that there's been a spike in the number of people presenting with advanced forms of breast cancer. They've launched a new campaign to tackle the issue. And our reporter Jessica Woodlock has been finding out more about it. And she joins me now. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
So more people are presenting with advanced forms of breast cancer.
Yeah, and it's obviously extremely worrying. So it all comes back to the COVID-19 pandemic and the huge impact that that had on our health sector. So when COVID hit in March 2020, we all know the effect it had on hospitals. So due to the nature of the virus itself, there were huge numbers that were sick. In the early days, a lot of people would have even quarantined in hospital. COVID itself caused a huge number of complications as well. And unfortunately, as we know, thousands of people lost their lives to COVID. So it really put a huge strain on the health system. And this then had a knock-on effect across other areas, and particularly for those with long-term serious illnesses such as cancer. So what happened in the case of breast cancer was routine screenings were delayed or suspended. So say you had an appointment in the April of 2020, restrictions obviously came in March. So this appointment might have been pushed back and maybe pushed back again as restrictions went on. And COVID also meant that a lot of healthcare staff were relocated to help obviously with things like testing. So a lot of what would have been really, really routine screenings got delayed. And then to add to this is the fact that during COVID, people were just generally very wary of attending healthcare settings. So people who in the past might have made an appointment with their GP then decided, actually, maybe I won't, and they would have put it off. So there was a lot of uncertainty around COVID for a long time. So what happened then was by the time restrictions ended, there was a huge backlog in screenings. And now the Marie Keating Foundation are warning that this has resulted in a drop off in early detection rates. So they're saying that people are now finding breast cancer at later stages. They're presenting with this much more advanced form of the cancer, and it's obviously then much more serious.
And of course, with all cancer treatment, early detection being so crucial, did you speak to anybody who's been directly affected by it?
Yes, so I spoke to Orla Hunt. So she's a breast cancer survivor, and she got diagnosed actually just over a year ago. She's still undergoing treatment. She's taking a form of oral chemotherapy. But she told me that she's through what will hopefully be the hardest part of this journey for her.
I was on a work assignment abroad for a couple of months, which is when I found the lump. And while it wasn't an official diagnosis, I suppose, I heard the words, it is clinically likely to be breast cancer. And I thought, OK, this, you know, this is the journey I'm facing now. It wasn't for another few weeks that I came home and got my official diagnosis from a clinic here in Ireland. It happened to be my niece's birthday, and also the day my where my father was told that he only had a few weeks to live because he was elderly, you know. But so it was a really bad day, not one that I'm ever going to forget. And my poor niece, her birthday is a little bit overshadowed now by the negative. But anyway, you know, it was awful. I mean, it was a very hard day.
And if you don't mind me asking, what age are you, and what age were you then when you were diagnosed?
I'm 45 now. I was 44 when I was diagnosed, and I had a 4-year-old daughter who's obviously now 5. She's nearly 6, and so I suppose for that reason alone, you know, there was no choice. There was no option of sitting back or lying down and deciding to, you know, to hide away from it all. Like, I mean, life had to go on. She still had to go to school. She had to go to her activities. It's one of those cases where you just have to keep going. But I keep saying mine is a good news story. You know, early detection, diagnosis, treatment, and like within 12 months, it's almost finished and I'm in the all clear.
And your hair, you've dyed it a lovely purple, and that's a huge thing with cancer, that you do lose your hair. What was your thought process, I suppose, behind that?
Well, I suppose it came from a couple of different angles. First of all, when I was explaining to my daughter that I was going to lose my hair, I was trying to make it fun for her. And so we had a bit of a joke about what colour was going to grow back. And so obviously it grew back its original shade, you know, but I decided that I would, you know, try a few different shades. So I was very, very pink. in the early parts of the month for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and more recently I've gone purple. And so I put a poll out on Facebook recently about what colour next. So somebody suggested zebra, which I'm not sure I'm going to be able to carry off. But yeah, we'll see.
So that's Orla Hunt. And Orla there saying effectively that her story is a good news story.
Yes, and that's because of this early detection. So Orla got diagnosed just over a year ago, started treatment straight away, and is now through what is hopefully, as I said, the hardest part for her. And she's an amazing ambassador, Anton, for this early detection. You heard there, she has this lovely pinky purple hair. She walked the Camino while still undergoing treatment for cancer. And she's just really, really dedicated to getting this message across, because obviously other people's cancer stories turn out very, very differently. I spoke with the Assistant Director of Nursing for the Marie Keating Foundation, Bernie Carter, and she told me a bit about early detection and its impact on recovery.
We do know with breast cancer we have about 3,422 cases each year in Ireland. Roughly about 723 women die from breast cancer. Our five-year survival rate, as in the number of people surviving cancer and surviving breast cancer, is increasing all the time. In my time, and I must say I'm more than 35 years a cancer nurse specialising in breast cancer, we have seen survival rates for breast cancer improve, that now the overall five-year survival rate is 88%. But we know that if breast cancer is caught at an early stage, and again, mostly caught by the person themselves checking their breast, checking under their arm, checking up to their collarbone, that if it's caught at an early stage, like a stage one, 90 to 100% curable.
That was Bernie Carter. So much higher survival rates, better recovery with early detection. For people listening, therefore, what's the lesson?
So there's a number of things that people listening can do. Screenings are available for those aged 50 to 69. It's part of the National Breast Screening Program, and you're entitled to a free mammogram every 2 years. Now, some people have called for that age bracket to be lowered, but at the moment, it is just for over 50s, as you're more likely to develop breast cancer at that age. And then the other thing then is a self-exam. So essentially a breast check, and everyone can do it. So by everyone, that means men and women. It's probably a lesser known fact that a number of men are diagnosed in Ireland every year with breast cancer. So for men and women, if you don't know where to start with a self-exam, have a look at trusted websites. So the Marie Keating Foundation themselves, Irish Cancer Society, or of course, the HSE. But have a listen to Bernie Carter here explaining how you can check yourself at home. And really, it does just take 5 minutes.
Firstly, when to check. So if you're still having your period, the most important time to check your breast is about 7 days, 5 to 7 days after the period. If you're no longer having a period, then we would say choose your birthday date and check every month. It takes about 5 minutes. We want people to look and feel for changes. Know your own normal first. What is normal for you? Some women have one breast larger than the other. That's your normal. That's fine. Now you're going to look for changes from your normal. So with no clothes on, be it in the shower, but if you're in my house, you'd have the kids banging on the door. So maybe in the comfort of your own bedroom, stand in front of the mirror, hands on your waist, look at your breasts. Note to see, does one look larger than the other? Is one maybe hanging lower than the other? Check the nipples. You know, most women, or a lot of people, the nipples would be facing forward, and some people, they're natural to them, would be inverted nipples. But has your nipple changed? We would also encourage people to check around the nipple area, called the areola, for any changes, and then to look at the skin. And what you're looking for is what we would call like orange peel type skin. Puckering, dimpling, redness, because not all breast cancers are a lump. And then really looking at both breasts, and as well, after putting the hands on the waist, hands over the head, lean forward, look for veins that might stand out more than usual. And that's the looking part. In checking, you want to feel both breasts. Using the padding of the three fingers, or maybe the heel of the hand, padding of the three middle fingers tend to work best. And we would recommend going in a clockwise, you know, clockwise or anti-clockwise, because you want to make sure you don't miss anything. Starting on the nipple, working your way all the way around, up to the collarbone and into the armpit. And you can do that with one hand over your head while you feel with the other hand.
So that's Bernie Carter there explaining how to do a self-exam. But then if you do find something, presumably the answer is an appointment with the GP.
Yes. So contact your GP straight away. Obviously, talk to a family member or a friend if you need support. But in many cases, there's actually no need to be worried. So one thing that Bernie mentioned to me was this need to take the fear out of cancer and essentially the fear out of breast checks themselves. And it's interesting to know that only 1 in 10 lumps will actually turn out to be serious. And that actually came across when I spoke to people, Anton. I asked people here in Dublin if they routinely check their breasts or if they've ever had a screening done.
The problem is far worse than the shortcut to checking it out. So yeah, 100%.
I'll probably, yeah, sometime.
And why do you think you haven't had it done so far?
I don't know, just having time.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah. I was waiting for the breast check that time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm over 60 now, and you know the breast check was free at the time when you come up to a certain age. So I still go, like, you know. I found it frightening in the beginning, because if they tell you there and then that there's something there, and you're worried. You are very worried, like, you know. Because I remember at one stage I was actually sent down to Cork because they found something, but it was nothing, because I had problems years before. It was only just the tissue. There was nothing there, really.
I have had one done a few years ago. I thought I found a lump in my breast, and we went to the doctor together and he examined and he sent me further. In the end, it turned out just to be like fatty tissue.
My mother actually had breast cancer when I was little, so she was a big advocate of checking, and I am not very good at it, so sometimes GP helps me. I don't think my friends check theirs, as far as I'm aware. No one ever says it. But I think we're all more aware of the likelihood of getting cancer in our lifetime, whether it's breast, bone, anything.
I should have done it probably years ago now. Luckily, I got the all clear, but I know I had that fear of getting checked because I was afraid I'd find out that I had cancer. So we have to get over that fear, get our breasts checked, or check them ourselves. There's really good ways of doing it yourself. And prevention is better than cure.
And what was your experience of getting that breast exam?
It was amazing. It was actually really not. I think I was in and out in about 15 minutes. Like, we're not used to that in the health service. You're waiting for ages. This was refreshing. They gave me a slot. I rang them the day before. They gave me a slot the next day. I went in one of those mobile units, and I think I was out in 10, 15 minutes. And you have to put your breast on a metal plate, and they take. It's like getting an X-ray, except you get 4 little photographs, and then they come back within 2 weeks. I had the results. It was great.
So there you go. That report from Jessica Woodlock. Jessica, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.